From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm David Green. Today, President Obama made an appearance in a backyard in Falls Church, Virginia. Alongside him was a group of Americans who've been helped by the new health care law. Some benefits of that law have already kicked in, including a few this week. But as NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports, the political benefits the White House was hoping for have yet to materialize.
President Obama is trying once again to convince Americans that there are a lot of benefits for them in the health care law he signed 6 months ago. Starting tomorrow, he said, Americans will have
the most important patient's bill of rights that we've ever seen in our history. And let me just tick off some of the things that
are going to... The things include a lot of new requirements for insurers. They must allow young people up to age 26 to remain on their parents' policies. They can no longer charge co-payments for preventive care, impose lifetime limits on coverage, or deny coverage to children with pre-existing conditions. Small businesses can now get tax credits for covering their employees, and seniors are getting rebate checks for prescription drugs.
All these things are designed not to have government more involved in healthcare. They're designed to make sure that you have basic protections in your interactions with your insurance company, that you're getting what you paid for.
The president has really struggled to get this message across, something he acknowledged today.
One of the toughest things about this health care debate was, and sometimes I fault myself for not having been able to make the case more clearly to the country.
When the law was passed, it was controversial, but the White House assumed once people got to know what was in the bill, it would get more popular. But that turned out to be a big miscalculation. The Kaiser Family Foundation's president, Drew Altman, has been tracking public opinion and the health care law.
The elements of the legislation, and especially the early deliverables in the law, are actually very popular with people. But the other side has learned that if they use the law as a symbol of what's wrong with Washington, what's wrong with government, that works too.
The argument against the bill, that it's too expensive, too intrusive, and it won't control costs, is swaying voters. And especially in a bad economy, it fits perfectly into an anti-big government narrative. One of the problems is that right now, insurers in a lot of states are raising premiums. And whether it's true or not, the insurance companies are blaming the price hikes on the new law. And says Altman, that's a political problem for the White House, too.
That's a big challenge because we have a period of time when people's premiums are going to continue to go up. Cost sharing and health insurance is going to continue to go up, too. And people will be saying, well, you know, I heard that there was this big health reform law, and when's that going to help me? And it's just a tough challenge because health care costs are going to continue to go up.
And that's because the parts of the law that would cover everyone and the subsidies and reforms that would make coverage less costly don't go into effect until 2014. And right now, very few people believe cost control will ever happen. That means the law will probably continue to be controversial, at least until the broader benefits go into effect 4 years from now. That's way too late to help Democrats running for election this year. And Democrats in Congress, who were assured their vote for the law would help them this fall, are not campaigning on it. Among those in competitive races, few Democrats have run ads touting their yes votes on health care. But there are plenty of ads like this one by Virginia Democrat Glenn Nye, proudly proclaiming that he, quote, stood up to his own party leaders and voted no.
Here are the facts. I voted against the health care bill because it cost too much.
Republicans, meanwhile, are promising to repeal the law if they are in the majority next year, or if they can't get rid of it outright, they say they'll withhold funding for key parts of its implementation. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.